let's take a break there. Sure. And tell us about your rugby playing in the RAF.
Oh gosh, I was stationed at a small radar station called RAF Langtoft, which was about 15 miles north of Peterborough. And I'm sort of going back a bit now, but my first full season with Gloucester, at a home match, a chap came into the dressing room because lots of people used to come and they'd like to meet the players, you know, and this chap I'd never seen before. And he said, well, you'll be called up soon. What are you going to do? And I said, oh, MTBs in the Navy, motor torpedo boats. That'll suit me down to the ground, you see. Well, he said, I'm the commanding officer of the Staverton Police Dog School, which is just outside Gloucester. If you put in for the RAF, put in for the police, put in for dog handling, you can come to Staverton, you can be an instructor, and you can play as much rugby as you like. So I did all that, and I got to Staverton with my two new stripes to be issued with a dog, and he said, I'm very sorry, Mike, I've been posted to the Far East, and you're on your own now. So I was issued with a bitch, and the bitch was posted to this RAF Langtoft in north of Peterborough.
That's the dog that was posted rather than you.
The dog was posted and I trailed along. But unfortunately, God, I can even remember this chap's name, Squadron Leader Port was the commanding officer of this small radar station, which was serviced from RAF Wittering. So a lot of people came in by Gary's every day, and we went and they went. And at night, there's a small nucleus of about 30 people on site. Because it was radar stations, the dog handler's job was to be on night duty. So I was on night duty for 20 months non-stop at this RAF Langtoft and trying to play rugby whilst on night duty. And because my commanding officer, Squadron Leader Port, he might even have been a flight lieutenant, I'd probably elevate him as a squadron leader, he wasn't interested in rugby. And it is perfectly true to say that I have played for the RAF against somebody like the Harlequins at Twickenham. I've worked on the Friday night, travelled down, cycled into Stamford, caught a bus from Stamford to Peterborough, got on the train at Peterborough down to London, played at Twickenham in the afternoon, and gone back and worked on the Saturday night. Now, everybody thinks when you're playing for the RAF, you're absolutely spoon-fed, but I wasn't. It was all right for the bigger matches, you know, the inter-services matches. You'd be all right for that, but it's incredible. So that was my RAF rugby. I met some nice chaps. I only played in one inter-services match, which was against the Army. And as I say, I was the only non-international three-quarter in the RAF side. So they were quite a good team in those days. And I was lucky enough to play on and off for two seasons. Bob Sterling was captain one year. He was an extremely nice man. Squadron leader, wing commander.
Well, Wayhill.
Wayhill, Bob mm-hmm. Wayhill. He was a real gentleman. Mm. But we were non-commissioned and commissioned. I can remember playing against the French Air Force at RAF Halton. And one other guy, I was a LEC corporal, acting corporal, unpaid, you know, that sort of thing. There was one other non-commissioned officer, and we were put in the transit billet, and the rest of the team were in the officer's mess. Now, that sounds terrible now, but that's how it was. But when you played in the inter-services, then you were all housed in the same hotel. But nevertheless, both Sterling and Wayhill were real gentlemen, and they treated you as equals. Yeah. But it was a nice time, but I would much prefer to be playing rugby with Gloucester. Yeah. I travelled down to from Peterborough very often to play for Gloucester when the RAF weren't playing. In fact, I remember coming on one Easter weekend and got the train down and from Paddington, got to Swindon, and the train didn't go on to Gloucester, believe it or not, because it was a bank holiday. I thought, what the hell do I do now? I hadn't got a car, you know, so I phoned up Gloucester Rugby Club, and somebody like Archie Hudson or Burns, the treasurer, said, well, get a taxi. So I got a taxi and got there about 5 minutes late and went out and played. Yeah, but we did all sorts of things in those days. I mean, being in the bank on relief, I remember going down to Bath and working for a fortnight in Barker's Bank in Bath, and there was a chap called Tom Smith who propped for Somerset and played for Bath. And he said, you've got your kit with you, Mike? And I said, yeah. He said, well, Bath, this is, we're playing Bridgie on Thursday. We want a fullback, can you play? And I played for Bath on the Thursday and played for Gloucester on the Saturday. You, there was no big sign-up to play. You just played. Yeah. You were a player. Anyway, I've digressed again.
Oh. You also played for Lincolnshire while you were stationed at Langdon.
Yes, yes. Notts, Links and Derby. Yes. The three counties played together, yeah.
But you played in, what was it, a sort of trial match? You played for, no, played for Lincolnshire against Nottinghamshire?
No, I played in, I can't remember who I played against, but I played for Notts, Links and Derby, which was one county side against another county. But
I think you must have played in what was presumably a trial game before that as well.
Could have been.
Because I've got the programme of
really?
Of a Lincolnshire versus Nottinghamshire game. That was what I was interested in, because, yeah. I mean, not since well, and Derby playing the county championship,
yeah.
But I didn't realise Lincolnshire ever had a separate side.
Well, because when I was up in the RAF, I played for Stamford, which was fairly, about 50 miles away or something like that.
And in Lincolnshire, yeah.
And that was in Lincolnshire, yeah. So... I know at one stage I had a green tie with a red imp on it, which was the Lincolnshire tie. So,
yeah.
I've forgotten about all that. I don't know where you're getting all these things from, John. It's terrifying.
You, Mac.
Quite a bit of it. It's out of those boxes of things that. Yes. Yeah. Incidentally, on the RAF, you did a lot better. At least you got to play for the RAF. And looking back through the Gloucester rugby history, we've come across a chap called Harry Berry, who played for Gloucester and England just before the First World War. Yeah. And he was a career army man.
Right.
Was in the Gloucestershire Regiment. And he, as I say, he played for Gloucester, he played for the regiment. In fact, the regiment won the Army Cup with him playing for them. Played for England, but he was never allowed to play for the army because he was another rank.
Well, I had the same with golf. I was three handicapped by the time I went into the services, and the RAF golf team had chaps of six handicapped playing for it, but they were commissioned and I wasn't.
Yeah.
It's strange that.